Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and calm. Haifa sees a few clouds, but the night should be pleasant overall. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Mossad Director David Barnea praised groundbreaking operations and highlighted strategic successes against Iran and Hezbollah earlier today. Also, according to JNS, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar informed the UN's Lebanon coordinator that Hezbollah is increasingly active near UNIFIL sites, undermining the ceasefire. Also, this hour, Walla reports that the Israeli police have launched a national enforcement operation against youth violence after cutting budgets. Separately, I-24 News writes that Israel seeks U.S. diplomatic support in southern Lebanon to counter Hezbollah's drone threat. And finally, from Forward, the Venice Biennale jury announced they will not consider entries from countries whose leaders face ICC charges affecting Israel and Russia. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avigdor Lieberman, a former Israeli defense minister, posted just minutes ago that the government has lost control over the Negev, with issues like illegal weapons and ineffective enforcement. In a separate post, Al Arabiya English reported that Donald Trump claimed Iran has informed the U.S. of being in a state of collapse. Naftali Bennett, former Israeli prime minister, posted that the current government has failed to ensure Israel's security, especially in the Negev. Let's go deeper. Starting with Mossad, Director David Barnea emphasized the agency's successful operations against Iran and Hezbollah. He spoke earlier today about the importance of these missions in maintaining regional stability. These operations highlight Israel's ongoing efforts to counter threats from its adversaries. Turning to the UN and Hezbollah, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar warned that Hezbollah's activities near UNIFIL sites threaten the ceasefire with Lebanon. As reported by JNS, this poses a significant risk to peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, the Israeli police have ramped up efforts to combat youth violence following budget cuts. According to Walla, Police Commissioner and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir launched this initiative to address increasing public safety concerns. In a related development, Israel is seeking U.S. support against Hezbollah's drone threat in southern Lebanon. I-24 News reports this strategy aims to strengthen defense capabilities in the region, emphasizing the need for international backing. Finally, the Venice Biennale's decision to exclude countries whose leaders face ICC charges impacts Israel's participation. As reported by Forward, this reflects broader geopolitical tensions affecting cultural exchanges. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Anthropic has acquired the Runhouse team, underscoring its interest in the Israeli tech market. Separately, Walla Business highlights an urgent call from consumer organizations to halt the Israel's Basket campaign, alleging misleading representations by the Ministry of Economy. And finally, Ynet Business reports that OpenAI is struggling to meet growth targets as costs rise, a concern ahead of its planned IPO. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.